Welcome to the Sean Stevenson Show. I'm Sean Stevenson, your host and professional speaking guide. You have a message to share, and I can teach you how to get it to millions. The Sean Stevenson Show, the best resource for building a lucrative speaking business and a fulfilling life. Enjoy the show. Hello, my friend, Sean Stevenson here, and welcome to the Sean Stevenson Show, where I'm going to be sharing with you information that is going to feed your mind, your body, your soul, and hopefully, you use it right, you're going to fill up your bank account. And I am excited to be your host today. Thank you so much for carving out time. I know there's a lot of things that you could be doing with your life today, and the fact that you're spending it with me means a lot. So the first segment of the Sean Stevenson Show, I'm going to call it Behind Closed Doors. Behind closed doors in my life, I have been off the radar for months. 4 solid months. I have not produced any content into the world. I've not created any podcasts, social media posts, nothing. And you might be like, well, where were you, Sean? I was in a dark cloud. Yes, Sean Stevenson, the individual many people know as the one who is taking on the challenge of ridding the world of insecurity, he went through a dark space. And in this segment of Behind Closed Doors, I'm going to tell you, it was not easy and it was very painful. I went through 4 major life changes. One is I ended a long-term 23-year business partnership that I worked very hard to make it work, but as you're going to hear in this segment, if something is a lot of work to make it work, and it's painful, and it's draining you energetically, it might not be where you're supposed to stay. You know, everybody's got to decide, they got to listen to their own heart, they got to be clear with their intuition and their gut on what to do, but I can tell you, ending this partnership was not easy, and it brought a lot of pain to my life, a lot of tears and frustrations, and it lasted months, the back and forth to close everything out. It was very painful, and I gotta say, over a period of 12 days, I cried over 21 times. Now, you might say, Sean, it's really weird that you counted the number of times you cried. Well, I'm a behavioral scientist, and I'm always trying to figure out how long does it take me to push through something. And I was going through a very emotional, dark cloud, and I wanted to see how long did it take me to really push the majority of the heavy lifting out of the way. And it took 12 solid days till I knew it was time to make the break. And it wasn't easy. So you might be listening to this right now and you're going through a very tough period. Maybe it's a relationship romantically. Maybe it's a business relationship. Maybe it's a relationship you have with yourself. Something that is toxic that you need to sever yourself from. I never recommend that you make a decision from an impulsive space. You want to sleep on it multiple nights. You want to talk to your closest confidants that you trust, that you love their advice, and that you know they have your best interest at heart. You want to reach out to mentors, people that have been in similar scenarios of yours, to figure out what are some of the best ways that you could handle the scenario that you're in, and then make the decision and don't look back. And I gotta say, it's not easy. However, when you finally break free from things that are holding you back, weighing you down, that are heavy emotionally, yes, you're going to go through a mourning process. However, with time, freedom and independence and joy will return. And by no means is the experience completely free and clear for me internally. It is now external, but there's also a healing process that's continuing after you make a severed relationship. So that's where I was for the last 4 months, amongst 3 other things. During that period of time, I suffered a very a difficult challenge, and that was I had a painful experience in my jaw. I went to the dentist and I got really bad news. The bad news was that I needed to have my last chewing surface molar removed. You see, I was born with a rare bone disorder called osteogenesis imperfecta, which is a rare brittle bones disorder that really affects not just the bones in the body, but also the teeth, since they are made of bone. And over the years, I've had to have multiple teeth extracted because the root systems were not solid. And I finally lost my last chewing surface. So when I came out of that, first of all, it was a very excruciating process. They were putting lots of Novocaine into me along with the laughing gas nitrous, and I gotta tell you, I was not laughing at all. I was crying. It was excruciating. They had to give me another round of Novocaine and a deeper amount of nitrous, and even then, didn't fully take the edge off very much. When I came out of it, I had multiple days of healing and jaw pain and tongue pain and gum pain and just overall mouth pain. And then once that healed up, I had a whole new set of challenges, the greatest of which is that I can't chew anymore, so all my food has to be blended or softened through cooking. And you might say, well, Sean, why don't you get implants or some kind of dental structures put in? Well, because of my condition, my bone structure is not holding up to those procedures, so be that I'm a speaker and I use my mouth to make me money, as I have for the last 23 years of my life, I decided that's it. I'm going to switch my diet up to be soups, smoothies, juices, and very soft foods. And it was difficult in the beginning. It's still difficult. I brought a chef on board who helped me for a solid month. I should say for a liquid month, liquefy my food. I now travel with a hand blender, and everything has to be mapped out. When I go on the road, I have to bring liquids through security with a doctor's note. It's a different life for me now. It's not a life of impulsive, let's go eat here, let's do that. It's more of a, we have to be prepared, and we got to think into the future about my meal prep. But that's no different than any high-endurance athlete who is on a meal plan. And I gotta say, there's a mourning process to losing my teeth, just like there was a mourning process to losing my business partnership. And that was a very big blow to my ego, be that I'm under 40 years old and now my food has to be liquefied. And it was a blow to my heart, because food is a very big part of being human and being able to try different foods. Fortunately, I can still eat some of my favorites, like sushi. I can still kind of take my tongue and push the food up against the upper teeth and do my best to faux chew, if you will. And I think with time, my tongue will continue to figure out a way to adapt with the upper teeth, but it's going to take some time. And whenever we experience a change, the brain does not like it. The brain does not like to have to start over. It doesn't like to have to deal with new ways of thinking. It pushes away change. That's why if you're going through anything in your life right now that is devastating and you want to quit and you want to say, what's the point? Why does this matter? I'm just going to hopefully be a voice of reason to you and tell you to hang in there. Some of it is just your brain chemistry freaking out because it's just new and it's change. The brain does not like change. So you got to give it time for new neural pathways to form inside your mind, for you to think different thoughts, take different actions, so that those come through over time with being a positive experience in the long run. Again, it's not been easy, but with time, I'm sure I will learn a bunch of great lessons. I've already lost 2 pounds during the 4 months of my breakup of my business partnership. I put on about 8 pounds. And so to take 2 off already has been a positive spin on losing my tooth. The third thing that I went through in this segment of Behind Closed Doors that was certainly not easy was the fact that one of my friends with my bone disorder, his name was Trey, he passed away, and he was about 6 years younger than me, and I grew up with him. We weren't like best of friends, but we stayed in touch on Facebook. Sometimes we would call each other, we'd bump into each other at different what are called OI, osteogenesis imperfecta, OI meetings. And when he passed away, after all the other 2 difficult things that I was going through, it was a huge, huge, devastating hit to my life. And it really shoved my mortality in my face. And I began to wonder, what's the point? I began to wonder, how long am I going to live? And if I'm not going to live long, what's the point of even putting out messages and building a company and making any money? Screw this. And I truly went through a period of darkness. And the way I came out the other side is I just had to get grounded again. And why am I here? And that's the question I have for you, and I'm going to ask you every episode, more than likely, is why are you here? Why were you born? What's the purpose to your life? Is it just to wander through and make a bunch of money and have a bunch of frivolous encounters with people? Or is it to have a deep experience and to make an impact on the planet? For me, one of the ways that I pulled out of this dark cloud is to see that I need to create a legacy. I need to put together a portfolio of content for people so that when it is my time to go, when the universe does accept me back into the energy of the ethos, that I hopefully made a dent here, a positive dent. Hopefully I made a dent in your life, a positive impact. And that's my segment of Behind Closed Doors of John Stevenson. I want you to know that I'm always going to share with you what it's like behind the guru, because it's easy to think that the person that you're learning from has it all together, never makes a mistake, but that's just not true. In our next segment, I call it I've Been Thinking, and I recently went to a webinar training with Jason Fladlin and Joe Polish. It was an incredible training. It was 2 full days of content. And Jason said something, I took note on it, and I wanted to share it with you because it's had a lasting impact on my life. He said, most people feel like they need to know everything before they do anything. Most people feel like they need to know everything before they do anything. So true. I've taught students for 23 years, both one-on-one in coaching and therapy settings, and as well as up on stage as a keynoter and a seminar facilitator. And I gotta say, a lot of the individuals out in the world that I've taught that didn't do anything, it's because they were addicted to needing to know everything. No, I just need to go to another seminar. I just need to read another book. I just need to go to another course. And while I'm a big fan of everybody attending all my workshops, at the end of the day, if they're not going to take action, then it's hollow. And it's a waste of their money. And if you are in that procrastination phase, a feeling like you need to know more before you can do something, knock it off. Geniuses, this is what Jason went on to teach, geniuses take action on knowing only about 10% of the information. That means 90% of what's out there they don't know. And they course correct as they go. And this is big. You might only know 10% of the information. In fact, if you know 1 to 10%, start taking action. Now, if you're going to start like brain surgery, I would recommend you go to med school and you know more than just 10%. But if you're talking about putting together a speaking career or a podcast show or writing a book, you don't need to know everything before you do anything. You just need to take action on at least 1 to 10% of the information and then move forward. In our next segment, I call it Lucrative Speaker Tip. And in my lucrative speaker tip, I've been really sitting with this concept that I call the Golden Key Principle. And the Golden Key Principle, I also like to refer to it as choreographing credibility. Because when you start out as a novice in, let's say, speaking, and become a keynote speaker, a workshop leader, a keynoter, whenever you feel like you have information to put out in the world, it's scary because you feel like, well, why would they take me seriously? What credentials do I have? What credibility do I have? And in the beginning, you have to start somewhere, right? And this is why I call it the Golden Key Principle. When I was in high school, I found this membership that you could pay for if you had a certain grade point average. It was called the Golden Key Society. I don't even know if it's out there anymore. And please forgive me if you're in the Golden Key and you're so proud of it, but in the end, it's just a membership that you pay for, and they give you a certificate, and then you put on your resume, and it's a padding experience. But when I did it in high school, I signed up for the Golden Key Honor Roll Society, and I put it out on my college application, and I made it a big deal. And I was constantly looking for what are things that are little deals that I can position to be big deals. Now, I'm not talking about making things up and lying. These are legitimate things. But what's out there? You know, can you get into the local paper and then have them write up a story about you, and then cut that article out, and then scan it and put it online, and then get another article of a local paper, and then getting on a local radio show or a podcast, and just start recording and saving the documents and putting them onto a blog online or a website, and start positioning yourself as an expert. Start positioning yourself as having credibility. You need to choreograph credibility. You need to use the Golden Key Principle. And some people might be like, well, Sean, you're telling people to make stuff up. No, I'm not. I'm saying this next little quote for you to remember. You need to make little things big deals until you're a big deal. You need to make little things big deals until you're a big deal. Because nothing will draw a crowd like a crowd. That's something I learned from my buddy, Craig Clemens. And I gotta tell you, he has taught me so much in success in life. And it's true. We're humans. We're tribal. And we look at people that other people are looking at. So how can you apply the Golden Key Principle and position yourself as an expert in the field? All right, my friends, I'm going to head out of here, but I'm going to have you take action. I want you to go to facebook.com/groups/lucrative speaker, where we're going to continue the dialogue, where I'm going to have interaction with you. You're going to have personal attention of mine. I hop on there to do Facebook Lives that I don't make available anywhere else. So if you have a message that you want to share with the world, I want to help you get it out there. And so thank you so much for listening to the Sean Stevenson Show. Tune in next time where I'm going to be bringing you more information about how to have an incredible life, how to recharge your mind, your body, your spirit, and how you can put more money into your bank account by getting your message into the world. Thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure and subscribe to the Sean Stevenson Show on iTunes and leave a review of the podcast. For more information and further conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Lucrative Speaker. I'm Sean Stevenson, your professional speaking guide. I'll catch you next time on the Sean Stevenson Show. You've got a message, Let's get it to millions.